Okay, today's daf is Chulin Kuf Gimel. We're going to finish the parak today. Those using the Schottenstein, bring the new volume tomorrow. And tomorrow we're starting Basar B'Chalav and waiting between milk and meat and all that interesting stuff. In the meantime, we're still in the middle of interesting things here about the way. I'd say these are all sorts of depending about how the halachic system works with Bitul and, you know, the whole halachic system where something can actually be usher, but yet it's allowed and all that. Today we're going to deal more with Isur Chalal Isur again. I just want to kind of summarize that we've seen a lot of opinions. I want to clarify a little bit that there's number one, a machloket, is Isur Chalal Isur or not? Some people think, right, most of the opinions we dealt with said ain Isur Chalal Isur, but there are some opinions that say Isur Chalal Isur. Okay. Then within Ein Isur Chalal Isur, then there's Machlokot, or, you know, we kind of set it up as if there's these categories. There's Bat Echat, if they happen all at once, then yes, Isur Chalal Isur. But on that, there's also Machlokot. Not everybody agrees. I wanted to point out, when we saw the sugya of Shaban and Yom Kippur, and we assumed Shabbat came in at the same time as Yom Kippur, in that case, we'd have to say they weren't Chal Zalzeh, because we were in the opinion of, that doesn't help. Right, it's still, even if you have bat achat, they still aren't both chal. But today we're going to be within the mainstream opinion, which is if they happen bat achat, then we will say isur chal al isur. Then we have isur kolel and isur mosif. Right, mosif is it adds more people are forbidden to eat this than were originally, like an arayo case, which was unique to that relationship. But then she became an eshadish, and that was isur mosif. It adds more people, like the Abram and Achai, which more people are forbidden to eat Abram and Achai than Trefa, for example, or other things, because Abram and Achai is Asur to B'nai Noach also. What?
Applies to everybody.
Right. It applies to everybody rather than Trefa, which is just to Jewish people. And then we had Isur Kola, which is you started with something that a part of it was Asur, and now you made the entire thing Asur. Okay? So that would be, let's say, Gira Nasheh, right, which was originally usher, and now the animal becomes an avela, now it's kolel, the entire piece of meat. Okay, so again, within all those, there was a debate. Once we have that, do we assume, yes, isur halal isur? Or some people said not necessarily. And then we saw that even if you said not necessarily, if you had isur kolel, or maybe mosif, there was a debate whether it was mosif or kolel, plus an isur chamor, if it was also more stringent, even if you wouldn't say generally that would work to any isur chal isur, then it would be added to it. So there's multiple layers of debates there, starting with, do we even say isur chal isur, or maybe not? And then within not, then what about if it's kol mosif batacha? Okay. The other thing I want to point out before we move on is something that was just, I thought, really interesting on yesterday's daf, and also connects a little with what we're going to do today, which is this background of, do we say, there was a debate we saw in yesterday's, or everyone saw in yesterday's talk, is an animal b'chayeha le'evarim omedet, or lav le'evarim omedet? Do we assume that an animal is viewed as a sum of its parts kind of thing, right? Where one could come to chop up the parts, and therefore the whole thing is viewed up as parts of evarim, and then we'd have evarim minachai if you ate the entire thing. Or do we say that no, since it's only going to be cut up once it's dead, it's not actually viewed as Evarim until it's dead. So if you eat the entire thing live, you actually wouldn't be Chayav on Evar Menachai, because Evar Menachai means removing a part from the animal. And the really interesting part of yesterday's daf, which I'm sorry we didn't do together, is the fact that if you say Machshevet Ochlin Shema Machshava, then if a person thinks to do something, right, and then the Gemara says, right, then if he thinks he's going to cut it up when it's still alive, but then doesn't, and then he eats it whole, so then what happens? We say that his machshava affects it, and it's considered evarim, and he's chayav on evarim minachai. And then they say, and then there was the reverse also. But then they say, but does that mean this exact piece of meat will be forbidden to one person and mutar to another person? And the answer is yes. And based on his thoughts, he can change it, the status of it for him. And that shows so interestingly the subjectivity of halacha and how it can be different for different people depending on how you view a particular item. That to me is one of the most interesting parts of Gemara. So I wanted to just point that out of the halachic system of how, you know, normally you view a system as pretty objective, but it's really, there's all sorts of subjective considerations that come into halacha. It's very interesting. Okay, we're going to start from Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's about 12 lines, 10 lines from the bottom. So the part that just ended was Vazelefi Machshavto, Vazelefi Machshavto, right? That was the answer. Each one according to the way he thinks, and that affects his thinking. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo tochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. What do we learn from this pasuk? Lo tochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. Ze ever minachai. That's Ever Minachai. That pasuk is our pasuk for Ever Minachai. It came up at the top of yesterday's staff. That's our source. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar. That means you can't eat the animal, a part of the animal, while it's still alive. Ubasar b'sadeh trefa lo tochelu. We've seen this pasuk a number of times and commented on a bunch of strange things. It could have just said trefa lo tochelu or basar trefa lo tochelu. So what did they learn from this? What's basar b'sadeh? Ze basar minachai ubasar minatrefa. Rabbi Yochanan views it as Basar basadeh lo tochelu, utrefa lo tochelu. There's two isurim here. One is a piece of meat you find in the sadeh. Now, what would that be? We darshan this pasuk differently, a different place, but what would that be? That would be a piece of meat without the aver, without the limb, but just a piece of meat that you find in the field, meaning it could have come from a live animal. So from there we learn it's not just an aver, a limb from a chai, but it's also meat from a chai. Ubasar mina trefa. In addition, you learn from that pasuk that basar, that's treif. You can't, a trefa, this animal is sick, you can't eat it, even if you shecht it. So we have, from these two psukim, come three isurim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar, now he's going to agree that there's three isurim, but he's going to learn them out differently from the verses. Lo tochal ha-nefeshim ha-basar, ze ever menachai ubasar menachai. He says, notice it says, lo tochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. So we learn the nefesh is the ever menachai, and the basar comes to teach you also basar menachai. Okay, so that's ever menachai ubasar menachai. Ubasar b'sadeh trefa lo tochelu, ze basar mina trefa. Okay, and from that pasuk, you just learned about a trefa, like the psha. So now, achal ever menachai ubasar menachai, the Rabbi Yochanan chayav shtayim. So now, if ever menachai and basar menachai are all learned out from one lotase, then you're only going to be chayav one. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, they were learned out from two different verses. So he's going to say chayav shtayim. The Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish eno chayav ela echad. You're only going to be chayav one because they're both learned out from the same pasuk. So now, here come a few cases. Achal basar menachai u basar mina trefa. If you eat the basar from an animal, a live animal, and you eat basar from a trefa, you eat them both. L'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish chayav shtayim, you're going to be chayav twice because, right, this is the other case because he says you learn them both from two different psukim. But L'Rabbi Yochanan, who learns them both from u'basar b'sadeh trefa lo tochelu, then eno chayav el echad, you're only going to be chayav one because they're both learned out from one lotase. And here's the other option. Achal ever menachai u'basar mina trefa. But if you eat ever menachai and basar mina trefa, nobody thinks those two are learned from the same verse. And therefore, l'divrei hakol chayav shtayim. Okay, so there's three different options, right? You can eat out of these three things. If you eat two out of the three, right? If it's Ever Menachai and Basar Menachai, everyone's going to agree. If it's the other two, depending on how you learn it, you'll be chayav either one or two. Uraminu, but this seems to contradict another source. It says, Achal Ever Menachai Mina Trefa. If you ate an Ever Menachai that was from a trefa, this is a little bit different. In the other two cases, you ate two different pieces of meat or a limb or whatever. In this case, you ate an Ever Menachai that came from an animal that was treif. So now, according to what we saw, what would you assume? There are two different isurim. In one eating, you did two things wrong. You ate a treifa, which came from basar b'sadeh treifa, and you ate an Ever Menachai, which came from lo tochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, which means everyone should agree you're chayav two. However,
we learned this all yesterday.
That?
No, that if it's trefa, then you're not mechuyav be'ever minachai.
Ah, okay, right. So then, right. So this is all obviously within that you would be chayav. The question is, are you chayav? How many things are you chayav? So, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav shtayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar eno chayav ela achat. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayav shtayim. Rish Lakish says only one. Bishlamala Rabbi Yochanan nicha. We understand Rabbi Yochanan. That makes sense. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kashya. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish doesn't make sense. Why you only chayav achat? Okay, so now we're going to get back to yesterday's sugya. Okay, now this is going to connect with everything we saw yesterday. That's why I said we had to learn the Evarim part because it's going to depend on whether we say, right, at this point they thought, oh, we saw chal, we saw here. But now we're going to see it depends on the case. So now, Amar of Yosef Lokasha. Kam bebehema achat, kam b'shtei behemot. What we were talking about before, exactly as I said, when we talked about the and what we just read before, that's if you eat kazayat of one and kazayat of the other, right? You have two behemot from two different animals. But here, we're talking about the same animal. B'shtei behemot, everyone agrees, mechayev shtayim, because it's two different verses. Bebehema achat pligi. Okay, but the machloket is about one animal. Now, b'may pligi. What exactly is the root of their machloket? So Abai is going to give us three possibilities, and the Rav is going to give us a fourth. So we're going to have four ways to understand this, and like Naomi said, this all connects with yesterday. So Amar Abaye, kigon shenitrefa im yitziat ruba. It was a case where the animal became a trefa as it was coming out of the womb. So what happens at that point? Right? Everything comes at once. The chiyuv evir menachai comes as, remember, yitziat ruba means birth, right? Because you're only born once rov comes out. And at that moment, it became a trefa. So Mar Savar behema b'chayeha le'evarim omedet. So now the first opinion holds, right? Rabbi Yochanan is chayev shtayim, that a behema b'chayeha is already le'evarim omedet. You know, only if it's le'evarim does Isur ever menachai chal miyad, right? The Isur trefa, the Isur ever b'hadeh hadadikatu, and then the Isur trefa and Isur ever come both at the same moment. Umar Savar, and what? And if they come at the same moment, again assuming Yisur chal al Yisur if they come bevat achat. And therefore you're chayev too. Rish Lakish holds, Umar Savar behema b'chayeha lav le'evarim omedet, velo ati Yisur ever chayel al Yisur trefa. Okay, and then when Yisur ever kicks in, which is later, which is when you actually cut it up, then you're going to be chayev an ever menachai, then it's going to, in other words, when do we, if we say lav le'evarim omedet, the assumption is, the Isur Eber Menachai kicks in when you actually cut it. When you cut it, then you're going to be chayav if you eat it, which means that the Isur Eber came much later than the Isur Trefa, which was there when the baby, when the animal was born. And therefore, now you'd have to say, according to this, Ein Isur Chal Al Isur B'Isur Mosif, because again, Eber Menachai is Mosif on Trefa, because Trefa is only Asur to Jews, and Eber Menachai is Asur to B'nai Noach, and therefore you'd have to hold that that doesn't, right, that's what he holds here. That's the first option. Ibai Dema, some people say, no, to kule alma behema b'chaya lav le'evarim omedet. Everybody holds that it's not considered cut up into pieces when it's still one, you know, and still whole. Only when you sheft it is it going to be considered cut up into pieces, or when you actually cut it. Ubimaite Easter ever, maite is yavo, okay? Is it going to come? And that's the question is, and the fact that comes Isur Ever, Mechala Isur Trefa Kamiflege, their machloket is dafka that. Is Isur Ever going to, if Isur Ever comes second, first you have Trefa, then you have Ever Menachai. Since Ever Menachai is also Asher Ben Noach, and it's Kolel, is Kolel going to override and say this is Chal or not? That's the basic machloket. So, Mar Savar Ate Isur Ever V'Chal Isur Trefa. Rabbi Yochanan who said Chayav Shtayim is going to say Ever is Chal on Trefa. Right? Isur Mosif is going to be Chal al Isur Trefa. Mar Savar Lo Ate Isur Ever Chal Isur Trefa. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says no, it doesn't. Ibai Dema, third option, the other flip side. De Kule Alma Behema B'Chayel Levarim Omedet. Okay. By the way, this is all charted out. If you want to follow in the chart. Everybody holds that a behema b'chayeha is le'evarim omed, that is meant to be cut up, is viewed as different parts, which means that Easter ever menachai started, kicked in as soon as the animal was born. But what's the case here? It's not the first case he brought. It was kigon shenitrafa la'achar mikan. What's the case? First it had Easter ever, then it had Easter trefa. It became a trefa later. Now, what would be the question here? Ubemaiti Isur Trefa Chayla Isur Ever Kamiflege. Mar Savar Ate B'Chayil. Right? We would say it's Chal. Umar Savar Lo Ate B'Chayil. Now, on what basis could you say it's Chal? So this is why I prefaced it by saying, even though we've been learning Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, there are people who hold Isur Chal Al Isur. And he would basically say, yes, you have Isur Ever Menachai, and then comes Isur Trefa. We just hold simply Isur Chal Al Isur, okay? And then you would say, Rabbi Yochanan holds Isur Chalal Isur, and that's why you're Chayav Shtayim. And Rish Lakish says, what do you mean? Ain't Isur Chalal Isur? Of course not. Right? It's not Chal. Okay, that's the Machloket. So three different possibilities according to Abaye. Again, two were, the case was, the animal became a trefa as soon as it was born, and the debate is, was Isur Eiver, right? The two options were, do we say Isur Eiver came, right? The first machloket was, do we view Isur Eiver as coming at the same time or later, because lav le'evarim omedet, or everyone holds it's lav le'evarim omedet, and the question is, do we hold Isur Mosif, right, can override Ein Isur Chalal Isur, or the last opinion, it's really a machloket, is Isur Chalal Isur or not, or is Isur not Chalal Isur. Rava gives a fourth possibility. V'Rava, just lost my place again. Rava Amar, Kigon Shetalash Mimena Eiver V'Tarfabo. You took an Eiver, and as you took the Eiver off, you made the animal a Trefa. Okay, for example, if you remember, if you cut Me'arkuva L'Mala, that makes the animal a Trefa. So the case is you cut it, Dafka, in a place where it caused the animal to be a Trefa. So then, again, here we're going to see, Mar Savar Behema B'chaye Levarim Eina Omedet. Isur Eiver V'Isur Trefa B'hade Hadade Ka'atu. So if you say Behema is Lav L'chaye HaOmed, right, Lav Levarim Omedet, meaning it's not, Eiver Menachai wasn't Chal until the moment you cut off that piece, then Eiver Menachai was Chal. At that exact moment, you made the animal a Trefa. They're both Chal at the same time. And then Rabbi Yochanan would say, if they're Chal at the same time, Isur Chal Alisur. Umar Savar and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish hold Bema b'chayel levarim omedet, which means what? First it was Eiver Menachai, the lo ati Isur Trefa chay le Isur Eiver, and then Isur Trefa is in chal on Isur Eiver because that's a classic ein Isur chal al Isur. Okay, tov. Those were a lot of possibilities. Okay, as you can see from the chart on the second part of the page, we're going to have more of this kind of stuff. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, this shows that nobody really knew what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish held about Isur Chalal Isur, Isur Mosif, Isur Kol, right? Because they're suggesting so many possibilities, you would think that this is such a basic machloket that they would know what their opinions were from other places. Mm-hmm. And they don't, or at least the sugya presumes that we don't know what they held in other cases. And that would be like an interesting point of research to see. Do they appear in sugyot about Isur Chalal Isur in other places, and could you kind of figure out which one? I'm guessing the fact that it doesn't appear, but not necessarily. It's something to think about. Okay. Comes Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chelev, now we're adding another, we're throwing in another Isur. You ate Chelev min hachai, okay, you took Chelev min hachai from a live animal. There's actually a debate. What do you mean? Is whoever said there's Eiver min hachai, is there Chelev min hachai? So we said there's Basar min hachai. So either you view chelev as basar, or we mean that while you ate the basar, there was chelev on it, and then you ate the chelev with the basar. Right. Otherwise, it doesn't make so much sense. Right. Exactly. But some people actually view this as actual chelev minachai is usur. Okay? To like cut off fat from an animal and eat it is also usur, because that's viewed as part of the meat kind of thing. So now you ate chelev minachai, min hatrefa, and you ate it from a trefa. Okay? So, chayav shtayim. You're chayav two. Okay, you're chayav from chaylev, and you're chayav from trefa. Amar le Rabbi Ami, v'leim amar shalosh. Shani omer shalosh. He says, what do you mean? This is really three things. Okay, and shani omer, okay, the assumption is, the issue is, okay, where Rashi points out, chayav shtayim, even though you really have three things, because what do you have? You have Isur Eiver Menachai, you have Chelev, and you have Trefa, right? Because even if you say Chelev is Chelev Menachai, but you have Chelev Menachai, you have Chelev itself, and you have Trefa. So he says, you're only Chayav two, and we're going to see which two, okay? In other words, the question is, which of the two that he's Chayav in, okay? So now, Rabbi Ami says, what do you mean? Shani Omer Shalosh, now he's not saying, I think it's three. He's saying, I know that Rabbi Yochanan said three. Okay, they're debating, because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, comes Rabbi Ami and says, what do you mean, I heard Rabbi Yochanan say three? Each Marnami, and it was also said, I'm a Rabbi Avahu, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Avahu said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chelev Menachai Min HaTrefa Chayav Shalosh. So now again, the question's going to be, and here we're going to get into lots of possibilities, B'mai Kamifliya, this time only three instead of four, what's the root of their machloket? So here's the first one. Kegon shenitrefa imitziat ruba, just like our first case last time, which is it became a trefa as it was born. Manda amar shalosh kasavar. If you say three, what do you hold? Behema bechayeh haleivarim omedet. Right, it was already viewed as a sum of its parts, which means that Iser Eivar Min HaChai kicked in exactly when Iser Trefa did, and so did Iser Chelev, right? So Iser Chelev, v'Iser Eivar, v'Iser Trefa, v'Hadeh Hadadeh Katu, which means if they all fell all at the same time, you're going to be high of three. That's Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Abba. Umanda Amar Shtayim Kasavar, Behema B'Chayeh Halav Le'Evarim Omedet, and therefore what are you left with? Iser Chelev, v'Iser Trefa Ika. Iser Eivar lo ate chayil. Then you're going to say, Iser Eivar isn't chal because that came later. Again, if you say, you'd have to say, Iser Kolel doesn't override, Iser Mosif doesn't override because Eivar Menachai is Mosif because it's Asur Ben Noach. But you'd have to say, right, so you have Chelev and you have Trefa. Those are the two, but not Eivar Menachai. The Ibait Ema, second option, de kuleyama behema bechayeha lav le'evarim omedet. Everybody agrees that it's not le'evarim omedet, which means Iser Eivar Min HaChai comes later. And then what's the obvious machloket? Is Iser Mosif override ein Iser Chalal Iser? Ubemaita Iser Eivar b'chayel Iser Chele v'a Iser Trefa kam miflege. Their whole machloket is when Eivar comes after, you already have Trefa and you already have Chelev, can Eivar also add another Iser because Eivar Min HaChai is Aser also to Ben Noach or not? Mar Savar Ate Chayel, the one who says three says it is. Umar Savar Lo Ate Chayel, and the one who says two says not. V'ibayt Eim, a third possibility, you already know where they're going, De Kule Alma Behema B'Chayel Le'Evarim Omedet. It is viewed as different parts, which means that Eivar Min HaChai kicked in as soon as the animal was born. So did, which one obviously always did, Chelev. So you start with Eivar Min HaChai and Chelev, and just like in the last case, what did we do? We said, oh, it wasn't that it became Trefa immediately, right? It became Trefa later. So you have Eivar Min HaChai and Chelev that kicked in first, and then you have Trefa. So, and let's read it inside. Eimet kulem v'vema b'chaya levarim omed. Ukigon shenitrafa la'achar mikan. Happens that it became a Trefa later. Ubimaiti Iser Trefa mechala Iser Eivar kamiflage. Their machlok it is, does Iser Trefa chal on Iser Eivar? Mar savar ate chayil, midi dahava achelev. Okay, now they're going to say it is chal, just like it's chal, just like chelev. We're going to see, what about chelev? Damar mar, hatora amra yavo Iser nevela, yachul al Iser chelev, yavo Iser Trefa, yachul al Iser chelev. Okay, there's a special pasuk. Okay, we learned this pasuk before. It says, "Bechelev nevela, bechelev trefa." I put it on your sheet in the last box of the chart. Chelev nevela, bechelev trefa. Ye'aseh lechom alacha. You can, if you have chelev of a nevela or chelev of a trefa, you can use it, benefit from it. Ba'achol lo tochlu, but you cannot eat it. And this is a strange pasuk. You can't eat the chelev of a nevela or a trefa. What do you mean? Of course you can't eat it. You can't eat any chelev. So why would you be allowed to, all of a sudden, if you became a trefa or a nevela, you can't eat nevela and you can't eat chelev. Why would you be able to think you would eat the chelev? So what do they learn from here? That yavo iser nevela yachul al iser chelev. Yavo iser trefa yachul al iser chelev, which means that if you have a chelev of an animal that came from a trefa, you're going to be chayav both on trefa and on chelev. So now, in this case, what do we have? Eivar Min HaChai. Where you're eating the chelev, right? And the chelev is minachai. So now, and it's a trefa. So if we say yavo iser trefa v'yachul al iser chelev, then it will also be chal on eivar minachai. And therefore you'll be chayav shalosh. V'idach, and the other one says, no, achelev hu dechayav dihu tar michlalo. Aval eivar dilo hu tar michlalo lo. They say, yes, it can be chal on chelev, the special lima from the pasuk, and that's only chelev. Okay, why? What is hutar michlalo? In order, think about it. Let's talk about what hutar michlalo is. Hutar michlalo, if you look at Rashi, it says etzel chaya. That means chelev isn't asur across the board. It's only asur to behemot and not chayot. Remember, that was all because the chalavim get burnt on the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is only behemot, and therefore the isur chelev is corresponding to that, and therefore it's only behemot. That's how you'll never forget, right? If you get confused, which is behemot, which is chaya. So since the behemot are the ones we sacrifice, and we burn their chelev on the mizbeach, we're also forbidden to eat their chelev when we don't sacrifice. So now, what happens? In order for something to be chal on something else, you can view it as you need some sort of weakness to allow it to have room to be chal. So since the chalev has a weakness, because it's not as strong, we could say, because it doesn't apply to chayot and behemot, therefore, when comes Isur Nevela or Isur Trefa, it can be chal on the Isur Chalev, because it has a broader scope. Trefa applies also to behemot, if you view it like that. Maybe that's how, a better way to view it. It has a broader scope. But Eiver Min HaChai, now this is, by the way, in yesterday's talk, there was a machloket about whether it applies also to chayot and ofot. But assuming we hold by the mainstream opinion that applies by behemot and ofot, right? According to Rabbi Meir, who says it only applies to behemot, this wouldn't hold. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Meir, which we seem not to, then Eiver Delo Utar Michlelo Lo. Okay, then Trefa can't be chal on Eiver Min HaChai. And then you would say, if there's chalev Min HaChai, Isur Trefa can't be chal on that, and therefore you'd only be chayav on the chalev and the Trefa and not on the Eiver Min HaChai. Okay, the Trefa can be chal on the chalev, but it can't be chal on the Eiver Min HaChai. According to that, you'd be chayav only because of Eiver Min HaChai and chalev, and the Trefa wouldn't have room to be chal. Because even though in theory it can be chal on the chalev, it can't be chal on the Eiver Min HaChai. So there's no room for the Trefa in that case to be chal. That was this part of the daf. Now we're going to get into a stranger part of the daf. We're going to talk about all sorts of weird things about chewing. Okay? Ki ata Rav Dimi Amar. So Rav Dimi said, Ba'ami, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said, tells the following, Ba'ami ne Rav Shimon ben Lakish u Rav Yochanan. He tells them that, by the way, Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked Rav Yochanan a question. Chilkomi b'chutz mahu. Amar lei patur. If you have a kazayit, but you eat, let's say you have an Eiver Min HaChai, you have a kazayit, and you eat part of it in one sitting, and then you eat, not in one sitting, in one, you kind of cut it in half, you eat half, and then you eat the other half a minute later. Still, b'chdei achila pras, right? And any time you have a shiur, it has to be eaten within a certain time frame, but assuming you're within that time frame, but you split it in half. So he says, you're patur, okay? Because the assumption is, they're not, and it's generally, okay, what do we say? If you look in Rashi, Mahu, the second line in Rashi, Mahu mitzarfe l'chiyuvei k'kol shari surim, d'kaimalan de mitzarfe shiuri l'chatzim, right? Anytime you eat, we always are mitzaref. We combine, right? You don't always eat, imagine matzah, okay, that's your classic. You're trying to eat a kazayit of matzah. You can't eat that all in one swallow. It's impossible. So we always view that as the case. But they say, O dilma keman de chidushu, maybe this whole Eiver Min HaChai is a whole unique halacha. And we talked about it in yesterday's stuff. There was a whole thing about that we count the kezayit. Normally we count the kezayit only of the meat. Here we count the kezayit including the yidim and the atzamot and the bones and the part that's really not so edible. We count that. So you might think, and therefore you'd only be chayav if you eat it in one swallow. But if you don't eat it in one swallow, you're not chayav. So he says, in fact, you're not. But then he says, okay, so he says, that's a chidush. There's a chidush of Eiver Min HaChai. You have to eat the whole thing at once in order to be chayav. So now he asks, okay, what about mi bifnim mai? Okay, what if you eat it, you put it all in your mouth at the same time, but you swallow part of it, and then you swallow the other part of it. Amar lei chayav. He says, you're chayav. Okay, because, right, in other words, first of all, there's no other way to eat, really. You can't swallow everything in it. You might be able to shove everything in your mouth at the same time, but you can't, right? There's no only enough room to be swallowed. Your mouth is bigger than, the esophagus. Ki ata Ravin Amar. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, remember, this is when Rav Dimi came. When Ravin came, he said, Chilkomi b'chutz patur, mi bifnim Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayav, Rish Lakish Amar patur. Everyone agrees that you're patur if you only eat a chatzi zayin and then a chatzi zayin. But if it's inside, there's actually a machloket. Rabbi Yochanan says chayav, Rish Lakish says patur. Why? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, harei nehene grono b'kizayit. He says your throat or your mouth, kind of, it's not exactly your throat, right, because your throat actually goes down later. But he says it was kind of in your mouth. The assumption is you have taste buds in your mouth. You already tasted a kizayit. Therefore, it's kizayit. You're chayav. Rish Lakish amar patur. Achila, what is achila? It's not the tasting of it, it's the digestion of it. Achila b'me'av b'inan v'leika. And you didn't have a kezayit of absorbing this in your stomach at the same time. So then they say, according to this, according to what I said before, right? How could you possibly ever be chayav? Because you can't possibly swallow it all at once. So even though he says b'me'av, it seems to be that the assumption is in the esophagus. Okay, this, as long as it's in the esophagus, that's already leading to the me'ayim. If it's there all at once, you know, how could you have? So what, how could he possibly ever say your chayav? How could you ever get a kazayat in there? Because when you chew, right, what happens? You chew parts, and parts go in, and other parts are still being chewed. Amar Rav Kahana, bigrumita ze'erata. He's talking about these very small bones that people would swallow whole. And then, in theory, you could swallow the aver with these little bones, and you would have a kazayat all at once go down the esophagus. Okay, it seems very odd, according to Rish Lakish, that you'd almost never be chayav an aver min achayim. Rabbi Elazar amar, afilu chalkomi bachutz nami chayav. Ah, here comes a third opinion. He says, what do you mean that you said chalkomi bachutz? What do you mean? This is regular achila, right? You, even if you have half... out, you eat a half a kazayit, and then it's a minute later you eat another half a kazayit. Of course, you're chayav. Mechusar kreva lav ki mechusar maaseh dami. The fact that you haven't yet brought it into your mouth, because they're a little distance from each other, that doesn't mean it's mechusar maaseh. We've seen cases where if you have to start cutting something from the ground, then we don't view it as connected to the other part. But this isn't like that. All you have to do is put it in your mouth. They're clearly connected, and he views a third opinion, right? So we have kind of three opinions, and then within that, there's some other opinions about the bifnim. Is there a machloket in bifnim or not? Okay, now we're going to get even more into detail. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kizayit shamru chutz. Kizayit shamru. When we talk about a kizayit having swallowed it all at once, chutz mishal ben hashinayim. That doesn't include food that gets stuck in your teeth. So if you're counting a kizayit, it's not counted by what you actually ate. It's counted by what you actually swallowed. If some got stuck in your teeth, then it doesn't count. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afim Ben Hashinayim. He says, no, it includes what's Ben Hashinayim, that's included.
It's easier to measure what went into your mouth.
Yes, it would be much very difficult. I was thinking this is like a lead in to the Ben Hashinayim and the waiting between milk and meat, which we're going to get to tomorrow. Amar Papa, Bishal Ben Hashinayim Dekule Amalo Pligi. He says, no, wait a minute. When it comes to Ben Hashinayim, nobody disagrees. Everyone agrees you can't count that. Because you don't eat that stuff. It stays in between your teeth. Nobody digests it. It doesn't get, you don't even taste it. Ki pligi ben achanichayim. What the machloket is in the palate. Because in the palate, you've already tasted it. When it gets, oh, first it stops in your teeth, it doesn't actually even get into your mouth. But the question is, when it's like in your palate, then that's a machloket. Mar savar hare nehenegro no b'kazayit. Again, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato. He says, you tasted it, right? Nehenegro no. But Mar Savar Achila B'me'av B'hinan and Rish Lakish says, no, you need it to actually be digested. Okay, if you thought this was crazy, get this case. Okay, this is the kind of disgusting case. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chatzi Zayit V'hiki O, V'chazar V'achal Chatzi Zayit Acher Chayav. Okay, you eat a Chatzi Zayit, you vomit it, so it actually went in, but it went right out. And then, this is like, right, medicine. If you took medicine and then you vomited, right, you can assume the medicine's no longer in your body. You really didn't get any benefit from it. So here, you ate the chatzi zayit, you vomited it. Then you ate another chatzi zayit. You're chayav. Okay? What? Why would you eat another chatzi zayit, right, if you vomited? My time, huh? So you're going to be chayav. Why? Hareinah haneh gronoh b'kazayit. Because you're, even though it didn't go to the b'nei ma'ayim, you're gronoh haneh. That's Rabbi Yochanan, makes sense, l'shitato. Ba'a Rabbi Elazar mi Rabbi Asi. But now he asks, Rabbi Elazar asks a question to Rabbi Asi about this. Remember, Rabbi Asi said the name Rabbi Yochanan the Salacha. Says, here's the creative case. Achal chatzi zayit v'kiyo. There's like a classic halachic dilemma. You ate a chatzi zayit and vomited it out. V'chazar v'achlo. And then you ate the same chatzi zayit that you vomited. You then ate it again. So now,
does it count twice?
And you actually have a full kazayit. Fascinating question, and theoretically a little disgusting. But first of all, some people claim that this is only if you didn't realize that the piece you were eating was the piece you had vomited, because if you did, then you wouldn't have even considered it food or something like that. There's a debate about whether there's knowledge or there isn't knowledge on the part of the person. Would it matter even if he knew he vomited? But I'm not going to get into that right now. So now the question is, my kamibayle. What exactly is his debate? What's his deliberation here? I havi ikul, I lo havi ikul. Is the question, do we consider that it got digested before he vomited it out or not? If that's the question, then he could have asked a better question, or it didn't have to be about the chassid zayit. He could have asked v'tibaylach le'kazayit. He could have asked, what if you ate, let's say you ate trefa, you ate a kazayit of it, then you vomited it out, and then you ate another, you ate that same kazayit again. Would you be chayav malko twice because you had two kazayitim? So it shouldn't be a question only for a chassid zayit. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that that's his question. Ela, ibatar grono azlinan, ibatar me'av azlinan, v'tifshole, and by the way, right, the question there would be, do we view this as you already, since you vomited it out, it's not actually food when you eat it the second time, right? We don't call it food. Or do we say, is it batar grono or batar me'av azlinan, v'tifshole midirabi asi? But then we already have an answer to that. Do we follow Grono or do we follow Me'av? Where we already know Rabbi Yochanan holds Grono and Rish Lakish holds Me'av. So, what do they say? Rabbi Asi Gamra, Gamra I Akirle?
Right. I realized
this. Gamre. Okay, so now what do they say? So, who? Just get the characters. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Chachatzi Zayit Bekiyo, Bechazar Va'achav Chatzi Zayit Acher Chayav. Notice he specifically said, if you eat a different piece. He didn't say if you eat the same piece. Came Rabbi Elazar and asked him, what if it were the same piece? So now, what do they say? What really happened was Rabbi Asi Gamre, he really had learned this halacha from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Elazar was talking about. That even if you eat the same Kizayit, okay, the same chatzi zayit, it will be considered achila. But he obviously forgot it because his case was you ate a different piece, right? If it were the same piece, you'd be chayav. He would have said that, so he must have forgotten it. Va'ata Rabbi Elazar la'ad kure. He wanted to remind him. What did he figure? He said, I'll jog your memory. If I ask him this as a question, he'll all of a sudden remember. It was a way of, instead of being disrespectful and saying, don't you know that Rabbi Yochanan said even that case? He figured if I ask him a question, he'll say, oh yeah, Rabbi Yochanan did say that also. And this is what he said to him. Lama le chatzi zayit achir. Right? Why did you say chatzi? What he really was saying was, why did you say chatzi zayit of a different piece? Lema mar bedide. Why didn't you talk about that case itself? To ika lamashmin minei tarte. Because then you can learn two things. Shamina mina delohavi ikul. We view this as if this piece wasn't digested. If it wasn't digested, what does it mean? It means it's still food. So that means if it wasn't digested, when you eat it the second time, you're still eating food and you're not eating garbage. Right? If it was digested and we view it as digested food, then when you eat it, you're actually eating nothing. And therefore wouldn't be considered eating it. So, number one, he holds, it's lo havi cool. V'shaminan la, and then you need to, right, that still wouldn't help you because still maybe you're then only digesting if we care about b'nei me'ayim, and the b'nei me'ayim only half a kezayit got there, but no. Shamina minada, harei ne'ne grono b'kezayit. But then, since Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's all about the garon, so in the garon you had two chetzi zayits of food, even though they were the exact same food. Okay? So, let's see, did it work that he reminded him the salacha? Ishtik. He didn't answer anything. Okay? Velo amarle velo midi. He didn't say a word, meaning he didn't remember. Amarle, so now Rabbi Lazar is a little stuck. He wants to kind of remind him. What does he say? Mofet hador, you know, you gadol hador, lo zimnin sagir amar kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Amarlach, don't you remember? Now he's really saying, right, there were times when we were before Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'amarlach, and he said to you, Hareine henegro no bekezayin. And this would work, basically, you be chayat both, and therefore, you know, he was now in a respectful, very respectful manner, reminding him of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Hadron al gid anasheh. Okay, and we're going to start Kol HaBasar tomorrow about Basar B'chav.